Callan's Kicks!
Mr. President, we have Prime Minister on phone.
Of what? US? UK?
Of the People's Republic of Ireland?
Of course it is March already. Put him through Medvedev. Dobre vecher.
Hello, President Pachin.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Prime Minister Benny.
What? No.
Thank you for the call. Enjoy eating all the shamrocks. Goodbye.
No. Hold on a minute. It's not Paddy's Day.
It's not?
No, it's not.
Then why am I bothering to talk to you?
Sir, I am the Prime Minister of Ireland.
Bankrupt, powerless state.
Part of the European Union.
Another bankrupt, powerless union.
We were presidents of Europe last year, I'll have you know.
Sure you were, and I am president of Ukraine right now.
And that is why I'm calling you, to condemn your invasion of our neighbours, the UK, in the strongest possible terms.
Prime Minister, you are mistaken.
Let's get down to it. Do not think of invading us. We will fight you on the bogs, in the abandoned industrial parks, on the gauche estates. We have not invaded
UK. We are protecting our brothers in Ukraine.
The Ukraine? I thought you owned that yoke already, no?
As I said, we are not invading Ukraine, merely ensuring order. In the last year, we gave them subsidized oil and gas.
Wait, no, oil and gas, what?
And $17 billion in aid.
$17 billion, really?
Yeah.
President Rasputin, you wouldn't be interested in a little island getaway now, would you?
What?
Granted, it is a bit run down, could do with a few billion in home improvement. It's a bit of a fixer-upper, if you know
Russian
what I mean.
Federation is not interested in Irsk.
Set in the middle of the Atlantic with easy access to America and the UK.
Within intercontinental ballistic missiles.
And fracking rights in Kevin.
Gas!
Yes.
I like gas.
Gas, yes.
Prime Minister, I think we might have a deal.
Oh, delighted to hear it, Rasputin, huh?
Please, Inda. Call me Mr. President.
Ooh.
President of Russian Federation and People's Republic of Irsko.
Of course, Mr. President, sir. You can have the shirts off our back, let me tell
no.
you.
No. Only I will be allowed to take off short, okay?
All right. If that's what you want, of course, Mr. President.
That will be all.
All right. Good luck. See you.
Medvedev, get me some shamrock for my dumplings.
Good evening and welcome to 6-1. I'm Dabo and this is the newly refurbished Sharon Niviolatron.
Commandeev Galer.
Yes, if you must. And I must say, you're looking much better this week, Sharon. You must have recovered from your papping.
I don't know what you mean.
Last week, tawdry photographers in the undergrowth snapping you in your nightwear, remember?
What are you talking about? I spent all last week...
Yes?
File not found. File not found.
They must have had to go for a full reformat this time. Anyway, the headlines tonight. Putin refuses to rule out use of further military force in Ukraine. Obama responds in the strongest possible terms by threatening to remove Russia from his Christmas card list.
As the BBC Director General considers axing BBC Three, presenters and stars in the UK urge him to reconsider for the good of comedy.
Meanwhile, back home, presenters and stars urge the RTE Director General to consider axing RTE 2 for the good of comedy.
In sport, the Clare hurling team that won the All-Ireland Championship last year has been added to the card for next week's Cheltenham Festival.
After warnings that doping was rife in the sport, our hopes of beating last year's record of 14 Irish wins at the festival was to enter Clare hurlers in every race. Davy Fitz won't be there, however, as he's filming a new series of Ireland's Highest Family.
And in Crimea, Irish-Ukrainian, not Russian. Irish-Ukrainian, not Russian.
Sharon?
Irish-Ukrainian, not Russian.
Oh,
Irish,
dear, it appears
Ukrainian,
she's become infected
Irish,
by the prime-time virus. Their systems are so old, they run on Windows 95. WikiLeaks, they've barely heard of Wikipedia.
Irish-Ukrainian, not Russian.
We'll have more on that later.
Irish-Ukrainian, not Russian.
Bish lads, Gilligan's coming round now. Quick, let's get ready to do the old good cop, bad cop routine. Come on.
You better not, Sergeant. Remember what the Commissioner said. There are no bad cops in the Garda Síochána.
Jesus, not you, Shower. Have I died and gone to hell?
Not yet, Gilligan. You're one lucky gangster, boy.
Fake off out of that, will you?
Do you hear that, lads? He wants us to go.
Right, Sergeant. We better fake off and leave him on his own.
No, Jesus, don't leave me. They'll get me.
Well, you're not so tough now, Gilligan, are you? Would you not just call it a day, Johnny, by your history?
Yes, it is, man.
You boys are just a pain
line in the hall.
Huh? Which hall would that be, John? I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from where I'm standing.
Will you shut up? You know, where's the priest? I want my confession.
I am here, my son, and you actually gave me a confession when the morphine kicked in on arrival.
Oh, no, Father. Father,
yes?
Don't tell those boys. Did I confess them much or what?
Well, I'm just totting up your penance now based on your confession.
Go on, Father.
That'll be 724,000 Hail Marys and 304,000 decades of the Rosary.
Come on, Gilligan, man!
Mr. President, Mr. Are you all right?
Of course I am, Kevin. What do you mean?
But that awful caterwauling, I thought you'd had an accident or something.
I may be in my golden years, Kevin, but I've never had what you term an accident.
Oh, no, Your Excellency, I wasn't suggesting that you
and
would
no,
have...
No, Kevin, that was not caterwauling, as you put it. Hmm? Maybe you've been listening to too much Garth Brooks. No, I was practising my Clare shout. Oh. I'm still on a high after the team's recent visit to the Aurus.
Not too high, I hope. They didn't slip you anything mind-altering, Your Excellency, did they?
Kevin!
I mean, the clash of the hash, the Clare snout indeed. Banned substances, you mean banner substances, if you ask me.
Look, Kevin, Davy Fitzgerald has done us all a favour by highlighting the abuse of recreational drugs. Mm-hmm. They have no place in sport.
Right.
Whatever about the arts, mind you.
I know, Your Excellency, some of the poetry I've heard recently you wouldn't listen to without a skinful.
Just what exactly are you implying?
Oh, no, not your poetry, Your Excellency. Your poetry flows like a boring stream to the mighty oceans beyond.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, and that poem you wrote to commemorate the Clare team's visit to the Aurus last weekend. Let's hear it again.
Ball hard as stone, stick firmly grasped, biddy early as on the wreck. Pucker, the crowd roar, and what a mighty crack as the banner win Liam once more.
Oh, wonderful, Mr. President, beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. I think David Fitzgerald was most moved.
I'm sure he was. But what a funny name he has.
I don't understand, Kevin. What is funny about his name?
You know, Davy Fitzgerald.
Hush, Kevin, please enlighten me.
Fitz, Mr. President, like Kevin Fitzmichael. Oh.
I don't know what has gotten into you of late. You're making no sense at all.
Oh, spring, Mr. President. The sap is rising. Shall I run your bath?
Yes, please, Kevin. Thank you. And bring the fragrant oils. I feel a little tense.
Very good. I'll get the Garth Brooks CD as well.
No, no, absolutely not, Kevin. Not that dirge.
What?
Maybe a little Stockton's wing.
Very good, Mr. President.
And bring the Imperial Leather Bubble Bath. Oh, I love it.
Order! Order! You are Ivor Callaly.
I am judge.
You're charged with fraudulently using an invoice to claim expenses between 21st and the 22nd of November 2002. How do you plead?
Guilty, judge. Guilty.
Fine. I adjourn this case for sentencing on July 22nd next. Any questions?
Yes, I had to get a taxi here today from West Cork. Can I claim that back?
Welcome back. One of the things I inherited from those infernal Pat Kenny years on this programme was those godforsaken cookery items. And no, it's not the New Zealand one, it's the one who pretends she's Italian, Catherine Fulvio.
Hello, Sean.
So, what are you concocting today? Tell us here.
Well, in celebration of Lent, I've decided to do sexy pancakes for Pancake Tuesday.
Excellent. Shrove Tuesday, where we make a special point of self-examination, of considering what wrongs we need to repent, what amendments of life are areas of spiritual growth we need to ask God's help
this
in dealing with.
This is a pancake recipe, Sean.
What?
First, you take the vanilla essence, maple extract and cinnamon pods.
Hold on.
With a drool of Bordby approved honey.
Hang on a sec. We have eggs, milk and butter, woman. This is a plain Irish pancake for God-fearing people.
But you know what, Sean? We're making this a sexy pancake.
No, we're not.
Using only farmer's market bought organic flour.
No, we won't have that O word said in this programme.
You mix the eggs and flour into a hot mess.
Right, a mess. Right, yes. Move on. Get to the point.
Making sure the butter is ultra hot and dripping everywhere.
What are you doing? This is Lent, woman, not some potion concocted by a Jezebel of the culinary dark arts. See Revelations chapter 21.
But the mix is almost ready.
At last.
You will love as the syrup oozes across the inside of your mouth, exploding onto your tongue with the sensation like you've never felt before.
Okay, that's enough. Bring the Bellissima to the dunking area. If she drowns, she was a chef. Oh, can't recover from that. Next up, the three priests sing When a Child is Bored. Father Brian Darcy tells us who he wouldn't marry, and I say a full mass after the sport and weather. All right, I'll try a corner. Bring her back.
The Gremlin, dobry dechi.
Mr. President, it's Eamon Gilmore.
Who?
Foreign Affairs, Eamon Gilmore.
Ah, I am a big fan of your music.
What?
I like the dark side of the moon.
No, that's a different Gilmore, David.
So who is this then?
Foreign Minister of Ireland.
Not again, Irsko. Where?
Republic of Ireland.
Ah, I have my globe and my magnifying glass here. Let me see. Yes, I see it now.
I called in your ambassador this week and demanded your country withdraw immediately from Crimea.
And what if we don't?
We will activate, trigger, and launch in the direction of Moscow.
Yes?
A strongly worded condemnation. We will do everything in our power to ensure that you leave Ukraine peacefully.
KGB have given me your file, Gilmore. You were not always as hostile to Mother Russia.
What? That was a long time ago.
Workers' Party. You attended the Communist World Festival of Youth and Students in Cuba in 1978.
It's in the past.
You wouldn't want this dossier falling into the wrong hands now, would we?
You listen to me. You have until midnight to withdraw from Ukraine.
Or what?
Or our strongly worded condemnation will be in the post. It'll get you by Wednesday at the latest.
Oh, and one of your old pals left a big case full of dodgy 20-pound notes here about 40 years ago, Gilmore.
I have to go. I need to ring Syria and threaten them with country music sanctions. Good day, comrade. President.
Radio Television would like to apologise for the enormous and embarrassing technical problems with Sharon Violatron tonight. We would also like to apologise for the enormous and embarrassing scoring error during the Late Late Eurosong broadcast and for the enormous and embarrassing Linda Martin. Why anyone ever let her back on television after she sang that Daft Punk song, nobody knows. While I'm here, RT would also like to apologise for a mission to pray, that tweet we read out during the election, Fair City, Marty Whelan's hair, not letting Gay Byrne retire back when he was still good, and finally for 2FM. However, it is important to understand that while we are truly, honestly sorry, no one will ever be fired, disciplined, or otherwise held accountable for these issues because of the following reasons.
Ha ha, okay, that's our cue. Go for it, Joe.
Everything is awesome.
A mistake for everyone in the audience.
Everything is cool when you're in RTE.
Ha ha.
Cause you can't be fired.
Cheer.
There's no accountability.
It was the scoreboard's fault, okay?
Everything is better when we stick together. Fantastic.
Go on, Marion.
Side by side, unionized, gonna blame whoever. Get pensions forever. We're the same, we don't care. License me, we're all working from 10 to 3.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're in our cause you can't be fired.
I can't breathe.
There is no accountability.
Oh, what's up the music?
Oh, no.
Broken down.
It wasn't my fault. It was my fault, I swear.
Run away.
Everyone, sketch.
You can listen back to Callan's Kicks on the RT Radio Player, which has a better ring to it than Sexton's Kicks. Coming up in part two, Rugby.
Welcome back to part two. Ryle Nugent is our commentator for Bod's Last Stat.
I promised I wouldn't get emotional, Tom, but I just can't help it. I'm such a big fan. Oh, Bod!
I'm just not sure this is a really good idea, Taoiseach, to be quite
Stop
honest.
Stop worrying, Leo. This is a water hen moment.
What
we have been in power for 3 glorious years.
Well, 3 years, let's face
it. Don't worry, I've been inspired by Obama's State of the Union address and all.
What? Don't say you've copied him again.
Huh?
Oh my God, there's no time, we're on air.
Shush.
Just use the speech we gave you.
Agus anish an Taoiseach Enda Kenny Choctadala. Gia Yi Vakarja. My fellow Americans, the state of our union is strong.
Taoiseach, no!
What?
Use the speech we gave you.
Yes.
Keep going, we're on air.
3.5 years ago, myself and Eamon Gilmore came to power through no fault of our own. And we had one overriding objective, to blame everything on Fianna Fáil. And to make Ireland the best small country in the world in which to do business and pay about 2% tax on billions of dollars of profits. I had a 5-point plan to get Ireland working again. We haven't achieved those exact 5 points, but we did do the following. The live register has dropped from 15 to 12% thanks to us hiding the unemployed in Jobbridge, Australia and Alcoholidays. The cost of a tin of lilt has fallen. Rates of crime have been reduced on Fair City. And most importantly, we have achieved our goal of removing the Lucinda Creighton from Irish politics forever. As I welcome the European People's Party to Dublin, it is time for the handlers to once again wheel out the old yarn that I do not want to be the President of Europe, even though nobody has ever asked. No, because I am committed to being the real President of Ireland, carrying out such duties as attending dinners, posing with world leaders, avoiding interviews, debates, or the substance of government, because I am a world leader in giving speeches in Boston about how back home we still wear porridge to mass and smoke Aran jumpers around a fire stacked high with Protestants. And to my European brethren today I say, who is your sexy mammy? Because 'tis Angela. And Angela, there is a Cade Mila Forte at our door this weekend, and I am your doormat. It's Michel Lamas and Taoiseach Enda Kinney. And if you don't like it out there, to hell or to Canada with you. You're a Mila Maya Giv Galair, my fellow Americans.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.
Okay, good morning. There you are now with you for the next 3 hours. So I need content, but I also leave loads of gaps between everything I say. So our question for today is, how many dates would you go on before sleeping with someone? Send in your texts. Got that out of the paper. The team are with me here. Go team.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, enough of that. Enough of that cheering. Now to empathise with listeners, some gratuitous swearing. Property tax, what a load of bollocks. If you think I swear too much, text us now. Any text, Will?
There's no text, just nothing.
Shut up, Will. Mairead?
No, nothing yet there, right?
What are we going to do now? More swearing, maybe? Shit. I know, let's try that thing I do when I try so hard to laugh you can't even hear me.
Careful, Ray.
Okay, that's enough laughing for the week. Good exercise.
What are you doing now?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I have no opinions. That's what the text line is for. Will?
No, nothing yet.
No. No. Somebody must be getting all our texts. No?
It's the Nicky Byrne Show on 2FM.
All right, yeah, thanks. Welcome back. We're going to give away some lovely money here on 2FM. Get the last of the licensed payers' money. I'm only joking. Like, no, seriously, though, I have a very cool 1,000 euros to give away this morning. All you have to do is be the tour caller. And what? We already have the winner on the line. What's your name, caller?
How are you, Nicky? It's me.
Okay.
Do I get the moolah or what?
You are our third caller, so congratulations. You win great. The money.
And it's cash, is it? Only I have no bank account.
That's
so.
2FM Lutely. Now, we're going to hear the latest from Tiny Tempest in just a moment, but first here's your chance to win the new Tiny Tempest CD.
How much should I be worth in Freebird, would you say, Nicky? Is Freebird still open? I remember when I was small, okay. I used to go down there.
We seem to have a slight problem with the phone lines at the moment, but stay tuned, because coming up in the next hour, I've got two Garth Brooks tickets to give away here on 2FM.
Jeez, they're worth a fortune, aren't they? Can I use your eBay account, Nicky? What's your password? Rocco and Jay, I suppose, is it? Is
it is.
Mine was Bernard Brogan Senior. Only I'm after getting barred from eBay myself.
Here's Katy Perry.
Bring that cash home, Nicky, will you?
Here, lads, we're getting loads of texts meant for Ray D'Arcy. Did I read out the wrong text number again?
The Nicky Byrne Show.
Order in the house. Settle down, deputies. Order. Lads, settle down, lads.
Ah, here we go. Again with the lads.
Well, what's wrong with you, Mary Lou? Time of the month, is it?
Battery's probably run out on her rampant...
Tim Corlett, can I draw the house's attention to this report from the National Women's Council demanding that the Oireachtas become more female-friendly?
What respect.
Hello, Deputy Tom Barry.
Allow him, lads. He never hardly opens his mouth here.
Tom Corlett, what does it actually mean? Female-friendly? I don't understand that.
It's a question of equality.
Tom, it means you won't be able to pull Deputy Collins onto your lap during late-night voting sessions going forward.
Excuse me.
From now on, you'll have to pull all the women deputies onto your lap in equal measure. Equality! Equality!
Excuse me, that's not what it means at all.
They all have lovely bottoms, lads.
What the National Women's Council is proposing is that we abolish late-night sittings. And introduce earlier starts. And introduce maternity leave for deputies.
Yay.
Useless shower of women, lads.
And paternity leave for new fathers.
I think, young caller, that it's a great idea. We could all take a few weeks off and go on some fact-finding missions or play a bit of golf with Bill Clinton or something.
I think the whole point of paternity leave is you just spend it with your children, Taoiseach.
Oh, God, no. That'll never catch on.
Young caller, this is a disgrace.
Penny, for your thoughts, Briny hon.
Ames are just thinking about my last couple of games in the green jersey.
You'll be a hard act to follow, Bri.
Thanks, honey buns. The game has got so physical, they need a real combination of aggression, smarts and leg power.
Linda Martin or Glenda Gilson spring to mind.
Ouch!
I'm only joking, of course.
I think I've just torn shoulder ligaments mixing Sadie's food. What was that about Glenda? Well, she knew how to tap an oval ball.
That's Bri!
Johnny Ronan's, of course. No, I'll miss the Six Nations, though. They were great times.
Oh, you boys and your rugby. Mm. You really don't get it. Yeah? There's one thing I do find puzzling, though, Briny.
Let me guess. Most girls want to know what the big huddle thing is. Well, it's called a scrum. S-C-O-R-M.
Really? Is that what it's called, Bri?
Yes, it is, my scrummy, wummy Ameser.
No, I was more wondering if a player knocks on and an offside teammate plays the ball, is the offside player liable to be penalised if playing the ball prevented an opponent gaining advantage, Briny?
And of course the big kick over the bar after a try is called a conversion.
Lovely Sharon! Just thought I'd pop down to make sure you're okay, genuinely.
I'm fine, thank you, Miriam. I just want to draw a line under it all now, really.
Don't you? I know I did when it happened to me. I couldn't wait to just put it all behind me and move on.
Oh, I didn't know you had a...
stalker, yeah. And genuinely, he was much worse than yours, Sharon. I mean, he was really obsessed by me, really committed to me. I just didn't go on about it or call Liveline.
Well, I didn't choose to talk about it.
I've only decided to talk about it now because of your own situation.
Well,
I just want to help all the less experienced female presenters here, and if that means opening up about my stalker issues, then genuinely,
Well, it's behind us both now, weakest lady.
Did you just have the one?
One what?
One stalker.
Yeah, but that wasn't the...
I had two, you know. But then, I suppose, I would have a higher profile than you, Sharon. Anyway, I just wanted to come down and let you know that you have my support with your single stalker. With that one person.
Well, there were those photographers. That was particularly awful.
Oh, I know. And sometimes you have to hang around for ages waiting for them to show up. It's a nightmare. Genuinely.
Duncan Stewart here with your latest edition of EcoEye, or as I call it, Never Climb Trees in Ukraine. I wish Ireland could see the necessity for organic home-produced food. In this spirit, I visit the Guinness Storehouse, Tato Park, and the place they make snowballs and cola bottles. I look at another silent killer, radon, which could be in your house, and an extremely loud killer, George Hook's speaking voice, which could also be in your house. Using a bag of Skittles and a bottle of Country Spring Lemonade, I personally divert the Gulf Stream towards Gráinne Shoiga, but find even the warm Caribbean breeze has no effect on her icy disposition. That's EcoEye, after the bad news. If the polar ice caps haven't melted, or the ozone layer hasn't reached the moon, or carbon monoxide hasn't stolen your virility in the bedroom, which might well happen if you don't listen to me. I'm Duncan Stewart. You're still doing it wrong.
We're on in 5 seconds. Have you not got enough makeup on, Jean?
Could I have a little more blusher on my cheeks, please, Evelyn?
If you'd pull that dress down a bit, you wouldn't need blusher on them, Jean.
At least I don't choose my wardrobe from the Wet Air and Windsock supplies, Evelyn, darling.
Bitch.
Thank you.
3, 2, and we're on.
A very good evening. Sultry, bright, warm, hot, sunny and sometimes scorching, but enough about me. It will, however, turn wet, damp, blustery and very windy as Evelyn comes in for her shift later on in the evening. Looking forward to the weekend, conditions will be mixed with heavy showers followed by haze, localised flooding, followed by haze, but then again, Brian Hayes is the Minister for Bad Weather. Good evening from Wet Arran.
Great, I'm off to the pub.
You're on your own, darling.
What a bitch.
Thanks again, Evelyn. Thanks for everything.
Well, a mere fortnight has elapsed since the valiant sons of Arran were brutally vanquished by perfidious Albion.
What are you talking about?
Now the four proud provinces do battle against the Garibaldian battalions and centurions of Rome. With me as ever is our panel, and gentlemen, how do we feel about Brian O'Driscoll's final game at home? Rod, Ron O'Gara.
Yeah.
You perambulated beside him for many years.
Yeah, you know, he's been instrumental in some of the biggest accumulator bets I put down, but in addition to that, he's been Ireland's leading try scorer as well, Tom.
Right.
And that's all I got to say about that.
Okay, Conor O'Shea, where does this man stand in the annals of military and sporting hagiography?
Well, you know, if you look at all the games he's played for Ireland in the past 15 years and you add up all the scores and then you divide those by the scores in the games he hasn't played and you multiply the answer by 13.
What?
I mean, that statistic alone, you know, speaks for itself, Tom.
Right. Now, Brent Pope from the sidelines in the Aviva. Is it a case for you of lies, dandelions and logistics? As a Kiwi who's been ejected from the studio, give us an outsider's view.
Well, in fairness, Tom, listening to the discussion back in the studio, I would have to say that you sound very warm in there.
What?
I can barely hear you out here where it's just over 3 degrees, but to answer your question, I'd say we're looking at a 7-point game today. Back to you.
Not what I asked you, Brent, but moving on, George Hook, your thoughts on the final home game of Bard O'Driscoll.
Well, listen, there's no question we are approaching the end of an era. Yes. And just as we look back and see Charles Stewart Parnell as the dominant figure in the 1916 riots...
Get your point.
I'm fairly convinced that when the future historians look back...
Move on.
...they will recognise O'Driscoll as the outstanding Irish player...
Right.
...of the George Hook era.
Sorry, what?
An era in which Rog beside me is utterly incapable of appreciating the elegance of my historical illusions.
I think I just tore a muscle in my brain, Tom.
But above all...
Okay, George.
It's O'Driscoll's ability to find space, which really reflects my capacity to host
we'll to
12
go.
And a half hours of drive time radio on all a rival right. station and replay my best bits on Saturday morning before coming here to RTE to ruin the Six Nations for everyone watching at home.
Caesar's armies are pounding at the gates of Fortress Aviva. Will the Elysian fields be ploughed and furrowed by the Massey Fergusons of Athenry? We find out tomorrow.
All right, my brothers of Europe, pile in there beside me for the ultimate selfie. This will be great. Angela, you stand there beside the Polish PM. Let Kenny Egan in there beside Klitschko. Right, Miss Timoshenko, put your arm around the Spanish leader. Yep, but also, you're up here with me. Right, Leo, take my phone there and let's make this the best small country in the world to do selfies.
Taoiseach.
Big smile now, we'll give that Oscar selfie a wallop.
Taoiseach, this is a Nokia 6310. It doesn't have a camera.
Oh, no. Hashtag totes okie momo.
Colin!